temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in all across North America. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be rolling with you for one more hour. And we've had a busy day in the world of sports, a busy day in the NFL world. J.J. McCarthy out for the year. You're stuck with Sam Darnold. Sorry, Vikings fans. Jordan Addison had to leave practice today. Ankle injury. He was carted off the field. A few hours ago, how about this? Matthew Judon. He was traded to here, Atlanta, Georgia, by the New England Patriots for a third-round pick. Patriots are going to suck for the next few years. And the Falcons actually bring in a guy who, if healthy, and he's 32 tomorrow, man, he can actually get you double-digit sacks. Good move for the Falcons. Congratulations to him. Thank you for listening. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And you, I don't know where you're at, but if you want to be a part of the show, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult person to find. I'm on Instagram and Twitter or X, whatever the hell it's called. Facebook. All of those places. And I'm here on the radio just having a good time talking about sports. What the hell they pay me for? Come through, give an opinion. Do something, talk to you, and I love it. Good old time. And then also today, I gave you a top six list because it is Wednesday. It's what I do every single Wednesday. I share with you a top six list today, and thank you to J.J. McCarthy for the inspiration. Thank you to the Vikings for the inspiration. I shared with you the top six NFL teams, which I would say with the worst quarterback situations. Like, they're basically screwed at quarterback. They're probably going absolutely nowhere. You missed the list, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you the Steelers. At number five, I gave you the Giants. At number four, I gave you the Vikings. At number three, I gave you the Titans. At number two, I gave you the Raiders. And at number one, I gave you the New Orleans Saints. They don't like Derek Carr down there. I don't care how Derek Carr ended the season. The team is going nowhere. The fans are ready to boo him again. And then the Falcons, they got Judon now? Come on. This will be a battle to win the NFC South between the Atlanta Falcons. And then also the Buccaneers. Good luck to the Saints if they get involved, but let's be real. Derek Carr is not one for long-term success with the Saints. He's not. Transitional quarterback. Too many ups, too many downs. Speaking of transitional quarterback, Vikings got themselves one. They're paying him $10 million in Sam Darnold. He is going to be tasked with leading the Minnesota Vikings this year. Earlier today, head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, he spoke to the media. He said, J.J. McCarthy is out for the year. Take a listen to this.
He did, undergo surgery actually this morning on that meniscus. It was led by our team doctor, Dr. Chris Larson at TCO. It was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which will end JJ's 2024 season. As crushed as I am for our team and the excitement that we had in our building, and our fan base felt the same way, especially after seeing him perform really well the other day at US Bank Stadium. I'm the most crushed for JJ.
Oh, crushed for JJ. He's crushed for JJ, but he said he's excited to see Sam Darnold. What? Who the hell says this?
Our football team is excited about this season. Our football team has been and will continue to be excited about Sam Darnold and what he's been able to bring. Great 2 days of work here for him this week before we continue on with our preparations for the opener. And I can't wait to see Sam not only these next 2 days, but continue to just stack some really, really good days and showing ultra comfort in our offense. Have really been a bright spot.
All right. Okay. I mean, what is he going to do? I mean, he can't go out and say, hey, I'm afraid Sam Darnold's going to throw the football to the other team. He can't say that. He has to hope that Sam Darnold is going to show some of the promise that he showed at USC, where he was also a gunslinger. That doesn't necessarily work in the NFL. He hopes that things can turn around similar to what happened with Geno Smith in Seattle, similar to what took place. You know, Baker Mayfield, damn it, Baker Mayfield got a home in Tampa Bay. Let's see how it works out, you know, this year for Baker. Next year with Geno didn't look all that good after he won comeback player of the year. And speaking of the NFC South, now that Matthew Judon is a member of the Atlanta Falcons, he's going to be chasing down a Baker Mayfield. He's going to be chasing down somebody like Derek Carr, who unfortunately early last year had to deal with a bunch of injuries because the offensive line let him get his ass whooped. Ian Rappaport, he was on the NFL Network, and he talked about this trade that takes Matthew Judon from the Patriots and makes him a Falcon.
At long last, the Atlanta Falcons get a big-time pass rusher they have coveted for, I would say, more than a year, going back to Montez Sweat. They certainly were in that deal. Hassan Reddick, they were in that deal. Didn't end up for a variety of reasons with either of those guys. And now get Matthew Judon, the former Pro Bowler, big-time sack master for the New England Patriots, who was embroiled in, I would say, several controversies in New England. There was the situation with Gerard Mayo on the sideline, eventually left practice. It was kind of overblown, but it was still a thing. Mostly, he wanted a new contract, set to make less than $7 million this year because money from this year was moved forward in his contract. The Patriots had extensive talks with Judon to try to get a deal done. In the end, they could not get a deal done for his contract. They did get a deal done to trade him to the Atlanta Falcons. It is a 2025 third rounder going to Atlanta. They had some injuries at that position. They shore up that, and the Patriots simply move on with an eye to the future.
The future's bleak. The future sucks. Oh, well, thank you. Hey, we had a guest on earlier, and he pretty much, Frank Schwab. Thank you, Frank Schwab, for joining us from Yahoo Sports. Yeah, man, they're going to stink. The Patriots that have so many good years, I don't think anybody's going to feel bad for them. But, man, Hickey, how many Patriots games you looking forward to?
Zero.
None of them, right? None.
Well, actually, they play the Colts, so I'm looking forward to that. Easy win. So one win. One
easy
game.
Easy win. Oh, my God. Well, they have to win a game eventually, right? They're not going to go,
Do they? Wouldn't it be fitting
0-17
for all the winning they have done to become the first team to ever go 0-17, the biggest loser in NFL history? That would be fitting.
Yeah. Well, we had the the shout outs to Frank. He did say he believes that the Lions and the Browns have a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. I said that'd be a hell of a Super Bowl now, wouldn't it? The underdog bowl. The Lions went 0-16 in 08. The Browns in 2017, they went 0-16. And yes, it'd be hilarious with this new iteration of 17-game schedule if the Patriots went 0-17. That'd be hilarious. Bill Belichick would be laughing, Hickey. He would. He'd be laughing.
He would. He'd enjoy it.
He'd be like, hey, this is what you thought life would be, huh? You thought life would be so good without me. Now look what you got. But, I mean, it was just a gimme. Once Tom Brady was out the building, and then once Bill Belichick was out the building, it was a rebuild from day one. It's what we know about life, and some people learn it sooner than later. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. Good luck to the Patriot fans. There's going to be a lot of suffering over the next couple of years. Maybe Drake May is the guy. Hold on to that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to California and talk to Roger. Hey, Roger, how are you? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, JR? Thanks for taking the call. Love your show. I wanted to see if I could get your thought about this. The Cowboys with Dak Prescott's situation.
Yeah.
I think the writing's on the wall that, you know, I don't believe the ownership thinks that he's the man, and they're giving him a year to kind of like show it, but I don't feel the pressure is good for Dak. So in light of what happened to JJ with McCarthy with Minnesota today, do you think that Jerry's willing to move Dak for Justin?
Wait. Jerry Jones, do Justin who?
Justin Jefferson.
Oh, come on. Wait. Help me out here, Roger. Are you telling me Minnesota is going to trade Justin Jefferson for Dak Prescott?
I mean, it'll give McCarthy 2 years to, you know, recover and develop.
What about CeeDee Lamb? Nothing? What do you do with CeeDee Lamb? Help me out here.
Well, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, I think eventually he's going to sign.
Then you're gonna pay two wide receivers $70 million combined, and then
that's what you're gonna be paying Dak.
You do. Oh my God! So who's the quarterback for who's the quarterback for the Cowboys?
I think you know you basically see what you got with Trey, and you see what you have with Cooper Rush.
Oh no! That's bad, Roger. That's bad. That's playing with fire, bro. So first, I was just listening because I was just very interested. Nothing of what you just said is going to take place. The financial implications are ridiculous, and this would just be a suicide for everybody. I mean, career suicide. Kwesi Mensah, Adolfo up in Minneapolis, the GM, he would be writing himself a ticket out of town. The Dallas Cowboys would basically tell their fans we're dumb as hell. I'm just telling you, Roger, it's not going to happen. It's not. That's not.
Probably not. I mean, I agree with you. I probably don't think it will. But I think it's worth. I mean, I don't know. Dak's going to command like, you know, 60 something.
Correct.
Right?
60. For, yes.
And to put him to pay him that much with his resume, I think that is organizational suicide.
His resume in the postseason is a 2-5 record. This man is capable every year of potentially being in the MVP race as well as winning 12 games. I think it's a safer bet, and thank you, Roger, for calling from California. I think it's a safer bet to say, hey, let's keep the guy who can get us into the postseason and figure things out when we get there, as opposed to just handing the reins over to Trey Lance or whoever the hell else you want to give the team to. That's entering into the great unknown. Why would you do that? Like, if you want to criticize Dak Prescott for what he's done in the postseason, I think you're well within your right. I also think you can look at certain games, and I think you can say, all right, he got a raw deal in some cases better than others. But the idea of who gives a damn what happens with Dak and, you know, let's put CeeDee Lamb. Why would the Vikings trade Justin Jefferson for what? It's not a video game. This is reality. I'm living in the world of reality. Do that on Madden. I don't even know if the video game would allow that. We have some interesting things here. That was a wild one. Thank you very much. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Damn, what will they think of next? I have no idea. Hey, Kingfish is calling from Arkansas. Are you on the JR Sport Brief Show? What's up, Kingfish?
Hey, JR, I love you, man, but I think might have committed.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Oh, what's that?
Did you call me last night? That was you?
No. Well, no, I did call you about Steph.
You called me and asked me if LeBron James was the MVP of the whole Olympics. That was you, right?
But you know why?
No. I'm confirming. I need to confirm something. That was you.
I was repeating what one of your colleagues told me.
No. Wait, hold on. That was you.
It was me.
Hickey, I asked a simple question, right?
Yes or no. It's confirmation.
It's like, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Hickey, let's have a very public and yet private consultation here where everybody can hear us.
Okay.
Should I hear out Kingfish? I should hear him out, right?
I think you should hear him out.
Okay, I'll hear him out. Kingfish, go ahead. I'll forget about yesterday. Doesn't exist. I'll try. Oh, he's not Hickey.
We're starting over?
Yeah, we're starting over. Yesterday's conversation about the MVP of the Olympics, it's never taken place. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I think he might have committed a professional overrun, but you're allowed to make one mistake in a year. It's all right. But here's the thing, is that there is nothing easy about playing in the Big Easy. Patrick Mahomes could not fix the Saints. That the deal is that when Jameis Winston faked the kneel down and against your team at the end of the year, and your coach got fired, and then and they didn't fire Dennis Allen, that's all you got to see right there. The Saints organization is trash. Gail Benson and whoever is working her, Derek Carr is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. But you know what? There's no quarterback that can come into the Saints and turn them around. They've got to get new leadership there. That's my opinion.
What the hell are you disagreeing with me about?
Well, you said, you know, here's the deal. Your premise was who's got the worst quarterback situation. And I think it's not so much Derek Carr. I think Dennis Allen is the worst coach, should have been your top coach.
I said that as well. I said that the players don't like him. I said the players voted him as one of the worst coaches in the league. I said that. I know we're trying to forget yesterday. I'm almost certain that yesterday we had a conversation and I had mentioned about the Benson family and how they didn't know how they wanted to split the money or who the team was going to go to. I know I mentioned that too.
Well, I didn't hear that part, but
it's okay.
Okay. I can't hear you 24 hours. I mean, you didn't hear that part.
That's what I'm telling you. You're too busy thinking about the MVP of the whole Olympics.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Steph, okay. Forget about the dad deal, Steph.
Okay. Right.
But I think you've been drinking LeBron's Kool-Aid on myself, but that's another matter.
I don't drink Kool-Aid. I drink water and alcohol. There's no in between, but go ahead.
Okay. One thing about the Saints. I agree with you that they should probably win the South, but don't you think the Saints might beat them one game?
You said the Saints. I said
not
Falcons.
I said the Saints. I meant the Falcons. Falcons.
I'm drinking? I'm the one who's drinking?
Okay, you got me tongue twisted here. The Falcons
do I? No, I don't.
The Falcons should win the South, but the Saints always play the Falcons tough. They'll probably take one of them, and the Saints usually beat them in Atlanta. That's usually what happens. They switch. Usually the Atlanta wins and New Orleans wins to Atlanta. It's real weird that way.
Here's the point. The Saints are going nowhere, and we both agree on that one, don't we?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Kingfish. Thank you for calling from Arkansas.
Have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you so much. Hickey said I got him tongue. I don't got nobody tongue nothing, man. Nothing. Not me. Nope.
No, not like the song Tongue Tied?
Nope. That guy's on that Will Levis. On that mayonnaise and bananas. The guys, anyway. Thank you, Kingfish. Thank you so much. He called me to tell me I was wrong, and then he pretty much said the same points that I had. I don't know. Whatever. Look, I don't sit around trying to be right. I just give you my opinion. If I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to be wrong. It's life. I'm not one of these guys who just needs to be right all the time. I don't think about being right. I just think about saying crazy things. That's it. look at things, try to draw a conclusion. Does this make sense? Does this not make sense? I give an opinion, I keep it moving. If I was going to be right all the time, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be playing Lotto, okay? Hick, you play Lotto, Mega Millions, all that other stuff?
No, I'll dabble in a scratch-off here and there.
You ever won anything?
The most I've ever won is like $60, maybe? So, no.
Wow. Do you think you've spent $60 in scratch-offs?
Yes.
So are you a net positive or are you in the negative here?
Definitely a net negative. Without a doubt.
You know, I saw something today because this is what the internet is good for. It said that if you rob a bank, you can, I don't know. I don't want to mess the joke up. It's not even a good joke because don't rob banks, people. That's a bad idea. You know what, Hickey? Let's forget what I was going to say about robbing a bank.
I want the punchline. You're killing me.
Nah, it's the guy. It was basically if you rob a bank, you only do a couple of years and you end up with the, well, they take the money back. But that's part of the joke. I got to look up the joke here.
Oh, jeez. Unprepared.
I got to look. Listen, I didn't think about it until.
Thank goodness you're not a comedian. Imagine you forgot the joke on there on stage.
I did. Who? There's a comedian forgot a joke on stage?
No, I'm saying if you were. So thank goodness you're not.
I get booed like Derek Carr.
Oh, big time.
I get booed. He's going to get booed again at some point this year. Good luck to that guy. I don't know. People don't like him. They don't like that guy. He's a nice guy, too, by the way. Just people don't like him. I ain't got no problem with him. I met him when he got drafted. Very nice guy. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, unfortunately, I got to tell you about something bad that happened to a nice guy. And I'm just glad that he's okay. It happened to a Ravens player. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, okay. I got Mr. Vegas here. And take me back to the Bronx. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we've spent a lot of the show, unfortunately, talking about injuries and bad news when it comes to NFL teams and what takes place on the field. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is dealing with a hamstring issue. Matthew Stafford dealing with a hamstring issue. We all know about J.J. McCarthy and his torn meniscus. He's going to be out for the season. It just really sucked today, earlier. This is life. Forget an NFL injury. one of the Baltimore Ravens was involved in a car crash today. And thank God he is okay. Take a listen to this. It's from WBAL 11 in Baltimore.
Ravens tight end Mark Andrews had a bit of a scare on his way to the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills this morning. Team officials say he was involved in a car accident. They say he was not scheduled to practice today and has since been cleared by the team's medical staff. Andrews issued a statement saying he appreciated everyone's well wishes. He goes on to say it's a great reminder about the importance of wearing seatbelts and remaining alert while driving a car.
Oh, my God. Listen, and we got a lot of people listening, hearing the sound of my voice right now. Y'all are in a vehicle. You're traveling to and from. You're making a delivery. Be safe. You know, be mindful of what's going on the road around you. And, you know, just be considerate for yourself and for other people. We all share the road. I think we got to be responsible. Sometimes I drive through here in Atlanta and I'm just like, man, people do not give a damn. None. It's like they're on the road all by themselves. It's just, it's horrific. And so I'm glad that Mark Andrews is okay. Now, this is the same Mark Andrews who last year only played about, 10 games last year just because of that, the tackle, the hip drop tackle. We don't have that in the league anymore. They broke his leg. And so Mark Andrews has had a very interesting year. He got his leg broken last year. He was able to make it back in time for the postseason, which was great. When the season actually ended, I remember this. I don't know. Hickey, do you remember this? Mark Andrews helped save a lady's life on a plane. Do you remember that?
No. On a plane?
This is like right after they were eliminated. He was on a commercial flight because, newsflash, not everybody is paying thousands and thousands of dollars for a private flight. Yeah, he was on his way to Phoenix. And I remember he's a diabetic, and there was a woman whose blood pressure was very low. And so they needed to know how to use the equipment, and he was able to help him out and help save a life.
Wow. Very impressive. Good for him.
He had a diabetic testing kit with him at the time, and he saved a life. And you think about all of this. So in a calendar year, he has his leg broken, misses time. Comes back, I don't want to say miraculously, but comes back enough to play in the postseason. Like right when they're eliminated, a week after that, he's saving a lady's life on a plane. And here we are before the start of the next season. He's in a car accident. And he talks about the importance of wearing a seatbelt. We don't know the extent of the car accident and what happened. But well, you can assume if he didn't have the seatbelt on, maybe things could have been very, very bad. He's had one hell of a year. I'll put it to you that way, Hickey. I'll be rooting for him in every way possible with the Ravens.
I'm with you. It's great to see, you know, him using his platform for good. And I think by the time the calendar turns to 2025, although not everything happened in 2024, I don't think he'll be upset.
No, I don't think so. Look, I want him, not that I expect it, 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. Probably not going to happen on that Ravens offense, but I wish him nothing but the best. What a hell of a year that he's been through. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony. Tony is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Tony?
Okay. Hey, buddy. Hold on one second.
Oh, what the hell? Come on, man. Hickey, what the hell is that guy's problem? What the hell is that guy's
I don't know. We inconvenienced Tony.
Did you hear him? He's just living alone. Hold on a second, man. What do you think this is?
That's fun. Sorry, hold Tony. On. I didn't mean to ruin the drive you're on there.
Yeah, I know, right? Tony, we're just busy. Just doing a live radio show. Just everybody from, Hawaii to Maine and Canada. We all just waiting. We all wait for you, Tony. Just waiting. Hey, Dexter, you want to wait for him? You want to wait for him?
Dexter's not waiting either. No.
Hey, Dexter doesn't want to wait for that guy. Just hold on a second. What world are we living in? Anyway, let's not
wait. Tony's calling back to you. Do you want me to?
Are you serious? Are you serious? He's calling back. Are you kidding me?
I wish I was kidding.
Nah, let him call back tomorrow. What does he think this is? Hold on a second? No. You can hold all the way until tomorrow, Tony. Thank you very much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Hey, call me up if you actually have something to say. Knock yourself out. On the other side of the break, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then you thought Jerry Jones? You thought Jerry Jones and his $10 billion net worth, or at least the valuation of the Cowboys, you thought that was nuts? I'm going to tell you about a baseball owner. This guy is so rich, he's being accused of stealing sand from the beach. We're going to come back and wrap things up on the other side of the break.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I guess I'm going back to Cali. But I'm here with you. Anyway, we've had a busy show. So many injuries and people getting hurt today. I hope tomorrow things are a little bit more optimistic. We talked about J.J. McCarthy being done for the season, Jahmyr Gibbs. We got into his hamstring issue. Dan Campbell is not all that concerned there. Matthew Stafford also dealing with a hamstring issue. Mark Andrews, not football related, was in a car accident today. He appears to be perfectly fine. Talked about the importance of wearing a seatbelt, a safety belt. We had Frank Schwab join us from Yahoo Sports, came through and talked to us all things NFL. We heard from Michael Parsons. He feels good that CeeDee Lamb is going to be available to show up for work in week one. We even got into taunting in sports because, of course, there's a baseball player, Edwin Diaz, not happy that a middle reliever that most people have no idea who the hell he is was mocking the New York Mets. Baseball players, I swear, they find every reason to just be upset. And of course, I gave you a top six list as we took a look at some of the teams in the NFL right now that are going to be in a bad position with their quarterback. And number one, I gave you the Saints. I just think they're going nowhere. What do you want from me? even if the Saints have the same exact record as last year, they're spinning their wheels. They really are. Hey, Hickey, by the way, I found a joke. You ready? You tell me if it's funny.
Okay. Probably
not. Here it is. If you get a loan from a bank, you'll be paying it back for 30 years. If you rob a bank, you'll be out in 5 to 10 years. Not too funny, is it? I'm just saying. I thought bank robberies, you don't keep the money. And then I guess, I don't know. It's supposed to be funny, not funny, right?
It's not terrible. I mean, it's not terrible. I don't really know where the punchline was, but.
No, it's supposed to be financial advice. It's just what it is. It's what it is. It's true. The banks rob everybody on these mortgages, so that's accurate, right? 30 years?
That's true. Interest rates are through the roof.
Yeah, so you getting robbed for 30 years just to live somewhere. But if you rob the bank, you get the money for a little while, and you just do time for a little while. I don't know.
If you're good at it, you never see the time.
Do you know somebody robbed the bank and did okay?
I don't. You had that Chiefs mascot for a while, robbed a bunch of banks.
Oh, my God.
Now, if he just stopped, he would be okay.
Your advice is to just rob one or two banks and stop. Don't go on a spree.
Right.
That's your advice to the people.
It's like gambling. You know, like if you gamble and you win, well, if you just keep gambling, guess what? You're going to lose that money eventually. But if you stop, you keep it.
Well,
rob two banks, get away with it.
Hickey, thank you so much for the crime advice. I didn't know you were a criminal mastermind. I had no idea.
So I start charging for these lessons?
Yeah, that people do it all the time on the internet. It's called a scam. Good.
Now, do they still put those like balls in there that explode and like supposed to put all that blue paint on the money that like technically then makes it like ineligible?
Yeah.
They still do that, right?
It makes it easy to find the thief. Like if you want to steal, I've never stole a bag full of money.
Same.
Like, off of a Brinks truck?
Same.
Like why would I do that?
Oh, that's only the Brinks? It's not like if you go to hold up a bank.
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want either.
I don't
want you to find out.
Well, I will tell you, back in 2019, there was a truck, money truck. It had an accident, and money ended up all over the freeway here in Atlanta.
I could only imagine what that scene must have been like.
People driving
from all over, going over the median just to get in there and grab some cash.
And that is not a joke. That actually happened. And then you had some people who took the money. And then you had some people who were holding the money and gave it back. And then in a very hilarious way, law enforcement, they were asking for people to come through and return the money. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, it's a very, very Atlanta thing. An armored truck spilled $175,000. It was $175,000 on Interstate 285. Yep. You ever seen a meme, if only it was me? Why couldn't it be me? Why couldn't it be me?
I've seen the memes like of a beer truck passing by. God, if you love me right now, this truck will crash.
Yeah, I'd take the money. I'll take the 175. That'll do me good. And speaking of money, this is a wild story that I did see earlier today. Mark Adonasio, he owns the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers have a valuation of about $1.5 billion. Okay, nobody looks at the Milwaukee Brewers and is going to confuse them, you know, with the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Yankees, who have a net worth of about $8 billion. And Matt Adonasio, he has a net worth. He's not a billionaire, but I don't know. Having a net worth north of $700 million is not too shabby. And so I almost fell out my chair with this news earlier today. I want you to listen to this story from my good friends at KTLA in Los Angeles.
A billionaire businessman in Malibu is being sued for allegedly stealing sand. A lawsuit filed by a neighbor accuses Mark Adonasio of using excavators to relocate sand from Broad Beach to his house as part of a construction project. Adonasio is the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. The lawsuit also says the construction project has restricted public beach access and exposed marine life to hazardous waste. Adonasio's lawyer argues his client's construction company has been compliant with all of its permits.
Come on, man. Even if he has permits, the fact remains there's no dispute. Hickey the man is taking sand from the beach.
That headline is the best.
He's stealing
sand
from the beach.
Holy
Come on,
smokes.
You rich. I mean, you're just going to take, he literally is taking an excavator. And it's just like picking up the sand from the beach and I guess dumping it over a fence over to his house. Because that's cheaper than, I guess, he's so rich. I don't know where, there's no place else to get sand. There's not a company that just is, hey, we got sand. He just can't buy sand.
Oh, he definitely can.
You got to steal it from the beach? And the next door neighbor ratting him out is hilarious. I mean, can you blame him, though? Like, the beach is a public beach. It's for everybody. And you're just stealing the sand? The owners in Major League Baseball, they just get worse and worse. You got John Fisher, who owns the A's. He's like, screw Oakland. I'm just going to move to Vegas. You got Bob Nutting in Pittsburgh, who basically told the fans years ago, maybe if y'all cheap behind spent some money in a stadium, maybe I'd actually buy some players. You got Artie Moreno. He don't even want the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles or whatever the hell they're called. He doesn't know if he wants to keep them or sell them. And now you got an owner who is literally stealing sand from the beach. This is what rich people do. Just stealing sand. Forget the public. I need the beach. I need the sand for myself. What a guy. Anyway, let's take a look at a few things that happened this day in sports history. I don't know where you've been all day, but it is August 14th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, what are some things that happened on August 14th? Let's go back to August 14th, 2011. Keegan Bradley, this man, he won his first and only major. He won the PGA Championship back in 2011. Listen to Keegan Bradley reflect on winning the PGA Championship in 2011. Thank you, golf.com.
I was a rookie. I was just trying to have a good week, and I knew if I had played well, I could win the tournament. But it was so early on in my career that I was still going out there trying to feel what it was like to be a PGA Tour player, playing a major, let alone now I'm in the hunt. So it all really worked out nicely in my favor that day.
What about down the stretch? The triple bogey, all of a sudden you're five back with three to play. Did it slip in your mind that that was it? It's just not going to happen right now?
It did for a while. You know, there's a long walk back to the 16th tee, and I remember thinking of how sad and bummed out I was. And then I kind of kicked myself in the butt, and I said, you know, let's go and have a nice finish to this tournament. And, you know, anything can happen on those last holes there. They're so hard. And luckily for me, I hit a lot of really great shots, and the leader struggled a little coming down the end.
Oh, how sweet. That music is so wholesome. He's the Ryder Cup captain for next year. Hey, August 14th, 2014, Bud Selig. He told everybody that Rob Manfred is going to be the next commissioner. This is terrible news. Listen.
We've just concluded our special major league meeting, and Mr. Rob Manfred has been elected the 10th commissioner of baseball. And we had quite a lengthy day, an interesting day where we had a significant number of votes. But in the end, the vote was unanimous, 30-0. And so the process is complete.
Yeah, Rob Manfred called the World Series trophy, the Commissioner's Trophy, just a piece of metal. Anyway, August 14th, 2016, Usain Bolt. This man won the 100 meter for the third straight Olympics. He did this in Brazil. Listen to this.
Gatlin got a good enough start. Bolt was a bit slow to begin. He's got some work to do. Gatlin's in front. Bolt stretching out now. He's coming after him. He's aboard him now. Usain's done it. Gatlin challenged for the silver medal. 9.80. London, and now to Rio. It is one of the greatest ever.
Oh, he's the best, man. He's the best. 100, 200. And then he tried soccer. That didn't work. He loves soccer. Can't be good at everything, right? Hey, let's look at one more thing. August 14th, 2021. Another no-hitter? Damn, it was. Tyler Gilbert. You remember him? Probably not. Pitching for the Diamondbacks. He pitched a no-hitter. It was the eighth no-hitter in 2021. And he did this in his first game. Only the fourth guy to do this ever.
Center field. Marte.
Yeah!
It's a no-hitter. Tyler Gilbert has thrown a no-hitter in his first career Major League start. The first Diamondbacks pitcher ever to throw a no-no in this ballpark. And just the third in their history.
Yeah, thank you, Bally Sports. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 7-0. And Tyler Gilbert, he's not in the majors this year. Past couple of seasons, that ERA has been in like the five range. He has not been good. You never take away his no-hitter, though. Everybody's throwing no-hitters. I bet you we got like five more scheduled for the rest of this year. That's an exaggeration, but I think we probably, maybe, will have one more. Anyway, I'll be back for one more show this week. I will be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in and locked into the show, gave you a top six list, talked about quarterbacks who are screwing their teams up. Thank you so much to our guest earlier in the show. We appreciate you, Frank Schwab, and I appreciate you for listening. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be back tomorrow. That'll be it for me for this week. Nothing wrong with taking a day off in the summertime before, you know, I'm here every day for the NFL season. Okay? You want to find me online? I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Don't move. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. I'm leaving. I'm gone. But Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Y'all be safe, be well, be smooth, and be cool. I'm gone.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.